right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Friday, May 8, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Mitchell Lipton. He is the owner of the W Tax Group down in Southfield, Michigan. I have vetted him and the company. I've been looking for this type of service for you guys for years. I wanted to find a family-owned business in Michigan that I know have a very successful track record, and I want to bring Mitchell into the show today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk about specifically so many companies, tax resolution, dealing with the IRS, companies are out there. And many, many, many companies are blitzing the airwaves, Sirius Satellite Radio, my station, all over the place. But I want to ask you specifically this challenge. I want to talk about this particular challenge. People out there are hearing these other companies. I don't care who it is. I want them to call those companies and see how quickly they get to the topic or the question of giving a credit card or sending a payment before they've even looked at their IRS files, before they've even, you know, checked anything out, where they basically immediately go into the phone call to them, then basically willing to take them on as a client and get to a payment. And if they do that, I want them to say, hold on, I'll get back to you, and then pick up the phone and call you guys. Would that be a fair challenge, a fair way of people to understand how you guys operate completely different and what to watch out for when dealing with these other companies?
Yeah, I think, Randy, it's I think frequently the other companies are still going to keep you on the line for a long period of time, but and there's some good ones, but you know, the only thing I would tell you, bigger isn't always better. If you're going to go to a big company that does a lot of TV or does an enormous amount of radio all over the country, understand you're not going to likely get an attorney working on your case. You're going to get an enrolled agent. And that being said, you're not going to get the turnaround that you're going to get with a smaller, more nimble company like ours. We get a lot of clients from big companies that are very frustrated that end up coming back to us because it was taking so long to even get their case on the docket internally. So that's one thing. Certainly there's a lot of people out there that are going to ask for money before they really give the person a level of comfort that they're a good fit, and you want to avoid anybody that's going to ask you for money too quickly without educating you about what it is that you're getting yourself into and what it is that you already have yourself into by doing a real good consultation and getting a thorough understanding of your situation so they can make sure to talk to you in terms of your specific situation that they can make you understand here's where you're at, and here's the reality of it. Does that make sense?
Totally, because what you guys do when people call the number 855-346-1788, someone there answers the phone, and they do what's called intake. Explain that process when people call in.
We take our time. The very first thing that we say to folks is, you know, this may take a good amount of time. Do you have the time to give us today? And the intake is where we determine if they can, if they qualify in terms of us being able to help them, because we don't want to onboard somebody and take their money if we can't help them. We don't want anybody's money that we can't help, obviously. And the intake is designed to get a thorough understanding of a potential client situation in addition to their finances, because it's their finances that drive the resolution. And it's their finances that our attorneys work with to make sure to put them in the most affordable solution that we possibly can. We may find that folk, that people's finances are not where they should be, and we can maximize them out and get them more than what they're actually spending. And so we go through that whole gamut so we can get to the point where we can go to the team and make sure that we can help a person with their situation.
Now, a question. I got a text message just now. When they call you guys and have this conversation with you, do you pull their records with the IRS before you decide to accept them as a client?
No, we do an intake review. So we do a free consultation, what I refer to as the intake consultation. And during the intake consultation, we're able to intelligently ascertain whether it's somebody that we can work with, because we ask them all the pertinent questions that put us in a position where we can decide whether it's a situation we can help them out with or not, and give us a pretty good idea of how we can help them. I'm going to just give you an example. I personally spoke with a pastor, started the conversation about a week ago, and, you know, this gentleman has $200 left after every paycheck, and it was very clear to me what we were going to be able to do with him based on his financial situation. And I told him, here's where we're going to be able to go with you as long as everything you've been telling me is correct. And we're going to be able to take his situation and we're going to be able to put him into a currently non-collectible. So the amount of tax that he has is going to be put on hold. And as long as he's living paycheck to paycheck for an infinite period of time, the IRS is never going to bother him again, because we're going to put him into a currently non-collectible status.
Ah, very interesting. So once you're able to determine by asking him during the intake and what you were having conversations with, this was all before you even accepted him as a client and even took any money from him.
That's right. Yeah, in that particular case, it doesn't always work that way. But in that particular case, it was very clear to me that as long as he was being upfront with me about his finances, I told him, as long as you're being upfront with me about your finances, I went to my attorney, I discussed it with them. I said, we're sure we can put you into a currently non-collectible status. Keep in mind, when other people call, it may not be that
sure.
Obvious.
Right.
I had a trucker that called last week that has years of unfiled taxes. He said, Mitch, I have no records. Are you going to be able to maximize my expenses when you recreate my taxes? I said, yes, we know what all your allowable expenses are. We're going to maximize them for you. And so, and then eventually he's making the kind of money where it's very clear that he's going to qualify for a payment plan.
Got it. Very good. See, and this is the process, folks, that you're not going to get from these other big companies. And addition to them, again, spending a lot of money on radio, TV, whatever, they've got to basically try to get the call, qualify them with some very basic questions. They're not going to spend the time that you guys do on these intakes. They're not going to dive into the information to even know, but all they want is their credit card. That is, what else do people need to look out for?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the thing that I had a client who showed me his phone and the calls he's getting. And I looked at his calls real quick. Your time frame's expiring. Please call us immediately. We have your account earmarked for currently non-collectible review, a message he received from a tax company. They didn't even know who he was. They weren't even privy to his records. Another message, you may qualify for currently non-collectible status. This is a time-sensitive program. That's a lie. There's no such thing as a time-sensitive program. Currently non-collectible with the IRS has been around forever. I can go on and on with all the calls that this person showed me they received on their phone from other companies trying to create a false sense of urgency and trying to hook them in to call them so that they could ultimately sell the fear, sell the pennies on the dollar dream, and get them to give them their credit card. And that's just something we don't do. And there's other companies that are just like us that don't do it. So I just urge people, make sure you do business with a company that doesn't do business like that.
Unbelievable. And they've been doing it for a while. And obviously, they're very successful of closing on people, getting their credit cards. How many of them actually do what they promised? And then as a result, end up probably ending up having to get a hold of you guys to actually fix the problem after these other companies have failed.
More than you could imagine. They call us. I've been with this company for a year. They're not calling me back. They haven't done anything for me. And it's because they have somebody selling something up front. They have no back office. They have no attorney team. They may have one enrolled agent sitting in an office with 90 files that they're, you know, months behind on. And those are just the companies that you want to watch out for. But again, I want to stress, bigger isn't better. I can't tell you. If you go Google some of these big companies, their complaints, they're great at hiding their Better Business Bureau complaints. They're great at hiding them and making it look like the reviews are real good. There's ways that they can do that. But any company you're contemplating doing business with, look at their reviews and then Google and ask about their complaints and see what kind of complaints that they've received.
I have the information to get a hold of Mitchell and his company down in Southfield. All you have to do is text my phone, 231-360-5140. All you guys have my number stored in your phone. But if you text me taxes, T-A-X-E-S, or tax, either one will work. I'll get you an immediate reply from my phone with their phone number, 855-346-1788, and the link to their website. This is the most important, wtaxattorney.com. It's not tax resolution. It's the winner group, taxattorney.com. Check out their website. Give them a call. It's free. You get a free conversation. Mitchell, greatly appreciate you, sir. Be in touch. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I just want to get this story in real quick for the end of the week. Finally, Attorney General Dana Nessel has charged a Democrat. I believe this is the first time in 7.5 years that Attorney General Dana Nessel has actually gone out and charged a Democrat with crimes. Politically connected entrepreneur Faye Baydoun, Democrat, Democrat donor, Democrat fundraiser, has been charged by Attorney General Democrat Dana Nessel with 16 counts. Many of these felony counts in connection with the way she spent a $20 million legislative grant from the MEDC. Attorney General Dana Nessel alleged that Baydoun, a former Democratic appointee and fundraiser for Governor Gretchen Whitmer, used her political connections in both the legislature and the governor's office to secure what she called a special glass slipper grant to enrich herself in a criminal enterprise that entangled the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the MEDC, and unnamed political operatives. These glass slipper grants are dedicated appropriations by the legislature, referred to as a grant and modeled as such in law, written so specifically, so acutely, that it only applies to one person. The details of the legislation leads to a grant by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation that can basically only be given to one person in the state of Michigan. Nobody else in the state of Michigan would qualify for this grant. This is what they did. Attorney General Dana Nessel said that the MEDC Executive Director Quentin L. Messer Jr. remains a potential target, quote unquote, in this ongoing investigation. But she noted her office doesn't have evidence yet that people in the governor's inner circle knew that Beydoun planned to misappropriate the money and to spend most of it illegally. Messer's attorney has previously said Messer is cooperating with the investigation of Beydoun. Stacey LaRouche, the governor's press secretary, said the misuse of taxpayer dollars has no place in Lansing. Are you kidding me? Stacey, you're going to actually say that with a straight face and mean it? She continues, those who misuse the money, quote, must be held accountable under the law, end quote. The governor's press secretary went on to say the budget recommendation does not include these types of legislative enhancement grants because they are not a good use of taxpayer dollars. Okay, just stop right there. If they're not a good use of taxpayer dollars, how did she get $20 million in the form of a grant? Free money, folks. This is not a loan. This is here. Here's $20 million. Spend it based on the way you applied for the grant. With no oversight, with no performance guarantees, her not having to prove anything that she actually did with the $20 million. How does this even exist in the state of Michigan government? But it does. Her statement goes on to say, the legislature needs to continue to work to improve the appropriations process to ensure that every penny of taxpayer dollars is spent and used wisely and appropriately, end quote, said the spokesperson for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Faye Beydoun formed a corporation. She listed it as a, quote, nonprofit and listed herself as the president. Global Link International. Beydoun is charged with conducting a criminal enterprise, forgery and multiple counts of larceny by conversion and uttering and publishing. She faces up to 20 years in prison if she is convicted and charged. Nestle alleges that more than 1.3 million Beydoun spent from the very first $10 million deposit of the grant. However, the investigation shows that less than $20,000 appears to be legitimately for the company she formed, Global Link. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll continue this story on Monday. You guys have a great weekend. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
In the heart of Michigan, voice rings true. Perry Johnson coming, he's got work to do. Conservative leader, just like the best. No holds barred, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut to the plate, calling out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent.